Sam Landsberger from the Herald Sun. Geez, he's been in terrific form over the summer covering this cricket series between India and Australia, and he joins us now on the line. Good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning. Very fine. Thanks for having me.
Tim Payne, he called a media conference himself today. He wanted to reflect on his leadership there yesterday, especially on that final day of that drawn test between Australia and India. What came out of that media conference?
Pretty amazing stuff. So Nathan Lyon was expected to front the media today. Tim Payne did last night, but after sitting in his hotel room last night, basically stewing on what transpired at the SCG, it didn't sit well with him, so he came out and read about a three-minute statement before answering questions where he apologised for his behaviour on day five, said that he was acted as a poor leader throughout the test match and it wasn't the way he wanted to handle himself, and would look to change that pretty quickly at the Gabba on Friday. I said, I want to apologise for the way I went about things. I'm someone who prides myself on the way I lead this team, and yesterday was a poor reflection of that. My leadership wasn't good enough. I let the pressure of the game get to me, and it affected my mood and my performance from there. So pretty strong stuff from the skipper who's got on the front foot.
What's been the backlash? When you listen to our audience this morning and read their text messages, it's sort of like the sporting public here in this country are divided. Some say that he carried on too much, but others say that it was in the heat of the moment and he's leading our country and they want him to be ruthless. How have you seen this situation, especially developed in the last 24 hours, Sam?
It's such a fine line, isn't it? I think so much of it also hinges on the performance as well. I mean, Tim Payne puts down three catches yesterday and it's pretty easy to poke holes in the way he carried on. He first chances and Australia wins a test match, you know, we're probably lauding him. So it really is a fine line. Maybe he overstepped the mark a little bit. I mean, when this Australian team said about its reform after South Africa, Justin Langer was very clear that banter is okay and abuse is not. Now, yesterday was probably on the line. I don't think it was too far over. I think Tim Payne has recognised, though, that it wasn't a good look, and he's got on the front foot today, and I think that is impressive leadership in itself. I think what will be keeping up most, what will be keeping up him up more, though, throughout the week is putting down those chances, because since he came back into the test team, he'd never dropped more than one catch in a single inning, so I think he put down three yesterday. So I think he'd be more worried about his hands and his mouth, to be honest, as they prepare for a serious deciding fourth test in Brisbane.
And there's England and Australia, and I would have, it will always, for the time being anyway, be our number one rival in cricket, number one rival in sport. But geez, India's quickly catching up. Like, it's must watch now, isn't it? It doesn't matter where they're playing, but a test series between these two countries.
Yeah, it is massive. I mean, the rivalry, as you say, is getting towards that Ashes level. And I think that's why, certainly at board level, Cricket Australia is pushing really hard to basically make this the last four test series against India. They want to play India in five tests in future series. It makes them so much money. The fans love it. The entire world watches on. I reckon you can just about take to the bank that by the next future tours program comes out, I think we'll be playing India in five test series like the Ashes, and it probably warrants that given the, you know, how gripping it is.
There's so much that was happening in that test match, so much to talk about. Just with what happened there on Sunday, has there been any further fallout with that investigation by Cricket Australia and also even the Indian cricket side and the Indian Cricket Association regarding those comments from those individuals there in the grandstand that forced their ejection on Sunday afternoon?
No official word as yet. The investigation is still ongoing. I think it's important to know that I think the investigation is also focusing on some alleged comments made on Saturday.
Yep.
So it isn't just the Sunday incident, which was captured by TV cameras, in the focus. But I think, you know, New South Wales Police, Cricket Australia and the Indian players are all still in private talks. We should hear something you would expect in the next few days, but yeah, no official word yet, but there have been some reports in the Indian media that some of the comments certainly on Saturday were of a racist nature. There doesn't seem to be as much of a concern that the comments were racially motivated on Sunday, but yeah, we should know more in the next couple of days, I would imagine.
And Sam, the Aussies, will they go in with the same lineup there in Brisbane, but you got Will Pukowski that's under that injury cloud with that shoulder injury, and a few of our bowlers looked pretty tired there yesterday as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Nathan Lyon plays his 100th Test match, but he's bowled 77 overs at the SCG, hasn't had the series he'd like so far. You wouldn't rule out a change to the quicks, whether maybe, you know, Mitchell Starc goes out, or again, probably didn't have his best day with the ball yesterday. Been below his best a little bit this summer, I'm not sure. Michael Nisa is there in the wings. James Pattinson missed the Sydney Test because he was out of the bubble to get over a bruised ribs injury, but he should be available for Brisbane. And as you say, the cloud over Will Pukowski, I think, is a serious one, particularly when you've already got David Warner just about on one leg. So Marcus Harris will be the most likely man to come in if Will doesn't get up. And then on the other side of the coin, Ravi Jadeja has already been ruled out for India. So both teams are sort of, you know, walking wounded a little bit as they fly to Brisbane today. And there could be a couple of changes with both camps.
There'll be some tests there on Friday. And I heard and read a few of the comments regarding Steve Smith taking guard there when he was fielding. And this being especially a few of the, and we'll play a grab a little later on from Darren Goff, who's, I think, talking rubbish once again. And then you got Michael Vaughan, who was carrying on as well, looking after his Indian followers. So he gets a million plus followers, Vaughan. But Steve Smith does that all the time. And even in grade cricket and country cricket, you see people that in the drinks break that you might muck around and shadow bat. I think it's been a complete overreaction. And to call him a cheat for doing that is just uncalled for. Your thoughts on that, Sam?
Yeah, I think we've got to rein this in pretty quickly. Yeah. And I think Tim Payne hit the nail on the head today. Steve Smith does that multiple times, not only in Test cricket, but in first-class cricket as well. It's something he's always done. We know he's a little bit of a freak when it comes to batting. He shadow bats in his hotel room at all hours. He can't help himself. Yesterday he was, you know, facing up as a left-hander, you know, pretending, you know, what it would be like to face Nathan Lyon. Nothing untoward there. Done it all his life. He'll continue to do it. I think it's pretty important to knock that one on the head. It's just one of his many quirks, and I don't think there was anything untoward at all.
Play on, Sam. Loving your work. Thanks for your time, as always.
Pleasure, Gareth. All the very best. Thank you.